I'll do my best. Hi everyone, I'm Pauline. My name's Pauline, and I've been a diploma holder for about 23 years now. I hope you don't mind me reading these notes rather than talking off the top of my head, but I've got Mercury in Sag, trine Jupiter, so I need to be I first joined faculty certificate London classes in September 1987. So it's interesting I've been asked to give this talk by Stevie. Thank you, Stevie. As Saturn returns to Sagittarius for the first time since then. So I'm kind of on my Saturn return for that. I loved the classes and I found them relatively easygoing. For me, it felt more like remembering a language I already knew, and I expect quite a few of you can relate to that, than engaging with an entirely new subject. Just felt like it hadn't been my intention to learn beyond the basics, but when I achieved my certificate in May 1988, Jupiter was on my ascendant in Taurus, encouraging me to venture beyond my existing comfort zone. And I made the commitment to the first steps of my diploma training with the faculty. For the first time since I left Secretarial College 20 years earlier, I plunged myself into studying. Due to a lack of confidence in my exam technique, my birth chart is strong on water but weak on air. I also signed up for a fresh start course at my local college, which I undertook alongside the diploma modules, helped me develop reading, revision, and essay writing skills. As a Scorpio, I had to feel in control of the process, otherwise my pride and fear of failure would have forced me to walk away from the challenge. I achieved my faculty diploma in May 1992, under Uranus and Neptune transits to my Capricorn midheaven. You'd have thought this was cosmic carte blanche to launch myself as an expert astrologer and skilled soothsayer. However, at the time, there was a heavy T-square situation afflicting my birth chart, transiting Saturn in Aquarius, squaring my birth chart Sun, and opposing Sun ruler Pluto in Leo. Transiting Pluto in Scorpio was also activating my natal Sun-Pluto square. Perhaps this is why I personally found the transition from student to professional practitioner very challenging and difficult. While Saturn square my Sun was doubtless a drain on my self-belief and confidence levels, in retrospect, I think Saturn-Pluto transit was activating deep-seated fears around power. I was very interested to hear what Gloria was saying just a few minutes ago, and I think that was something that I was dealing with at the time. Aware of how influential a position an astrologer can hold, but not yet fully conscious, other than on an intuitive level, of the potentially negative ego issues attached to a natal Scorpio Sun, square Pluto in Leo, made more intense by mutual reception. I think at that stage I instinctively held back. My reluctance to assume professional power at that stage led me to train as a complementary therapist. I learned a lot about client practitioner protocol, and I also broadened my perspective on the concept of holistic healing. I worked with many aromatherapy, reflexology, and therapeutic massage. My knowledge of astrology helped to increase the insight I've brought to my treatments and consultations. On the other hand, I think the experience I gained through connecting with clients via the power of touch helped to develop the empathy and authenticity I can now offer to clients who come. Looking back, I have no regrets about taking this route, although it hasn't made me wealthy and it hasn't earned me much in the way of plans. While my Capricorn midheaven remains sternly unimpressed, my Uranus conjunct IC in Cancer is happy that I'm an astrologer on my own terms. I think also that Uranus conjunct I see in Cancer recognise that astrology has had such a key role in my own personal evolution. The greatest gift my connection to astrology has given me is cosmic consciousness. My early childhood in a strict Muslim country, high school education in a strict Catholic convent boarding school, and several years in an intense relationship with an almost Orthodox Jew. Mine put me right off. Conventional religious philosophy. Astrology, its language and its concepts, and the wonderful kindred spirits I've met as a direct result of my involvement with astrology, offered me an alternative, a way of seeing the cosmos that has opened my eyes and my heart, and thank you, astrology.